You guys, today I want to talk about the goodness of God. You know, we talked about his faithfulness. It says in Galatians 5, 22 through 23, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law." I'm going to say it like this morning, because a lot of times we think the fruit of the Spirit, we think it's us trying to conjure up something. I want to say it like this morning: the fruit from His Spirit. All those things I just described are because God is those things. Some of you are married today because somebody introduced you to someone. They says, "I want you to meet someone because," and they gave the characteristics. They didn't say, "I want to meet you someone because they're, you know, a cheater and a liar and a thief." No, I want you. And some of you are here today because your parents met someone. Some of you get that later, but because it's qualities and characteristics. God's not a blob. He's not karma. He's not a force. He's a person, but he's a spirit. So he's not like us in flesh. The Bible says God is a spirit, and the spirit doesn't have flesh and bones. But all those things that I just described, God is. And the more we get self and selfish out of the way, the more we are those things. We are not the source of those things. Every good and good thing comes from him. Every bad thing can be traced back to a decision by somebody. You can trace them all back to the Garden of Eden. God has been accused throughout the years, and it never changes his goodness. People have accused him and says, "You're not good," but he doesn't change his goodness. He's still good. He doesn't stop being good because you accuse him. He's still good. And so what happens is, I'm going to use salvation, and I'm going to use promises today, because so many times we get saved and we go, someone tells you, "Jesus paid it all. Just receive him, and you become born again," which means you're spiritually dead. When you receive Christ, now your spirit is alive. Because when they ate in the Garden of Eden, they said, "Today you'll die." What died? The spirit man died. So it's dead. When you get born again, now your spirit man's alive. You have the right to hear his voice. You have the right to go into the throne room and pray. He becomes your father. Not everybody's a child of God. We're all his creation. But when you receive him, then you become his child. When you walk on a playground and a parent calls and there's a lot of kids messing around, the parent wants their child there. Friends, when you become born again, when you become his child, it's a difference. It's a whole difference. But a lot of times when we get saved, we think we have to do it. And I want to break the mold today, like God has things for you, but he doesn't really want to give them to you. God has a revival for us, but he doesn't really want to give it to us. The reason you pray and have a desire for prayer, because his goodness deposited in you. You did not create it. You responded to it. Now, sometimes people don't respond. There's a response. I'm not trying to negate the response. And when we talk about the goodness of God, I get people can abuse it, meaning they can do everything. But I want to talk to some mature saints today. Can I do that? Can I not waste half a sermon onto saying what goodness isn't? Can I just tell you what goodness is, and then you don't abuse it? Because here's the truth. Book of Mormon abused Jesus' words. Jehovah's Witnesses abused Jesus' words. So even if I say what goodness is not, you can still walk out and say, "Well, you know, men can marry men because God's good. Women can." No, I'm not talking about that. But I'm going to say God is good. He has everything for you, and he wants to give it to you. In fact, he's already predestined everybody he wants in your life to see the promises come to pass. The timing, the people, the money. So it's his goodness that even brought you here. It's his goodness that even gives you desire to pray for revival. It's his good, because God wants to give it. So this is what happens. We think we earn faith. You don't earn faith. You can develop faith. You can use faith. You can activate faith, but you don't earn faith. God is not going, "I have all these promises, and when they have enough faith, I guess I got to give it to them." We think that. We don't say it, and we don't think it in those words, but we think it's so tough. I have to earn. I have to strive. I have to be perfect. I have to have so much faith, and then God will release it. Now, we talk a lot about the glory, amen? We talk a lot about the glory revival, and we should. It's important. But Moses said, "Show me your glory." That's not a bad prayer. That's a good prayer. But what did God answer? "I will make all my goodness pass before you. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. Here is a place by me, and you shall stand on the rock. Then it will be when my glory passes by, I will hide you in the cleft of the rock." So let's look at that. Here is a place by me. We need to be by him. You want to see God's goodness? You need to be by him. See, God, show me your glory. And God says, see, we think we know what we want. And we think we know what we need. But really, God says, it's his goodness. It's his goodness that kept Moses from dying. It's his goodness that says, "Now you stand by me, Moses." That's where we need to be, by him. And then he goes, "And stand, be by me, and I'm going to put you on the rock." The rock is Jesus. See, when we're on Jesus, and then when his glory passed, because guess what? When you get his goodness, you get his glory. And see, when his glory passed, all his goodness passed, but not all his glory, because he didn't show him. He goes, and I'll put you in the cleft of the rock. So Moses, look at the way it's written. Moses was standing on the rock. He says, you stand here, Moses, on the rock. And when I pass by, I will put you in the cleft. See, when you're standing by God, when you're standing on the rock, when the time comes, he will put you where you need to be. Moses didn't. He goes, I will put you in the cleft of the rock and hide you with my hand. See, God will put you in the right place and the right situation and the right circumstances, and he will bring those things along because of his goodness. See, we're just talking about one of the fruits from his spirit today, amen? His goodness. This last month, I just met the goodness of God and how his goodness has brought so much on the earth, and how his, when God created, he says it is good, amen? Goodness comes from good. He didn't say it was bad. You know, say, where is all the evil? John, why is all evil choices of man? Let me, if God wasn't good, there would be no good thing on this earth. He would have created people to abuse him and hurt him, and he didn't, but he gave them a choice. And in that choice, you can choose to eat from this fruit or that fruit, or you can choose this way or that way, but it doesn't change that he's good. See, he has all these plans for you. And at salvation, when we receive Christ, you did nothing. All you did was receive him. It was a gift given to you. You did nothing. You don't earn it. You don't earn the promises of God. You work with him. They were given before you were even born. He gave you the promises. You were not at that meeting, and he said, is it okay if I call you a pastor? Is it okay if I... You weren't at that meeting. It was his goodness that outlined the promise, and you can either say yes or you can say no. You can say yes or you can say no. That's your choice, but it doesn't change who he is. It doesn't change the promises of God. It doesn't change with the blessing he wants to... Because God does want to pour his glory out, but let's not be so consumed with his glory that we forget that it's his goodness that even wants to pour it out. It's his goodness that even wants to bless your life. It's not, see, the glory, we act like the glory of God is separate from God. It's who he is. He says, Moses says, show me your glory. He says, my goodness, all my goodness is going to go by you, Moses, and some of my glory. And so the glory came with the goodness. See, I'm not against the glory. We need the glory. Amen. Raise your hand if you want the glory. Amen. We need it in revival. So we want the glory of God. We just don't want an anointing. We just don't want a gifting. You know, last week, Tabata talked about a revival, and that lady, I looked at the story, amen? I looked at the story, and it was an amazing story. The blind lady and the minister so wanted God, you know, so wanted God, but there was no young people, and so she told him, she goes, you've tried missions, you've tried special evangelists, but Mr. So-and-so, have you tried God? See? We don't want to just try revival, we want God. It's not something we want to try. It's not something we want to try just so people get healed. It's his goodness, amen? So it's in Exodus 33, in the beginning, it says, God says, I want you to take these people, and I want you to go to the promised land. So here's the plan. I want you to go to the promised land. We have the promises of God. We have the plans of God, amen? And so because there's nothing wrong. God wants us to believe him for his promises. But we don't earn them. We just cooperate with him to receive them. You never earn the promises of God. You didn't earn your spouse. You didn't earn your job. You didn't earn your finances. Now, your obedience is not an earning. It's just walking with him, amen? And so we've walked with him. And see, the more I get out of the way, because I don't know if you guys noticed. Maybe you didn't notice, but I don't have all the fruits in fullness. Maybe you didn't notice about that. Amen? But those are from him. I'm not trying to earn them. Like, I'm not trying to be more long-suffering. Okay, God, the less of me, the less of self, the less of selfish out of the way, the more he comes through. And it's not his goodness to you, through you, in you, for you, and for others. Amen? Because it's not just about us, you know, oh, God's good to us. It's we're good to others. And goodness is not just being nice, because there's long-suffering, but the fruit of his spirit. Amen? The fruit of the spirit, like, no, it's not. My spirit's not separate from his spirit. The fruit of his spirit in me is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness. And we sing about faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. There's no law that says, don't be too good. There's no law that says, don't be loving. There's no law that says, don't be kind on Mondays or Wednesdays. There's no law against the fruit of the Spirit. You can have as much fruit as you want. There's no law against it. Amen. There's no law that limits you. There's no law that says you can't have it. There's no law that says because of your background, Kirk, you can't be kind. See, there's no law against it. We have all these laws written, but there's no law against his fruit of the Spirit. That's the same fruit we're going to see in heaven. There'll be no laws in heaven. Don't do, because we're naturally not going to do those things. But there's no law against those things, and there's no law against his goodness in our life. Amen. Amen. So here we have Moses going, give me your glory. Show me your glory. It's a good prayer. God didn't say, Moses, that's a dumb prayer. He didn't say that. He goes, Moses, see, Moses, you don't even know what you're asking. I'm going to show, let all my goodness, has before you. Stand by me. I'm going to put you on the rock. And when I pass, I'm going to put you in the cleft. So you stand on Jesus, and I'll put you where you need to be. You stand on Jesus. He stand on the rock. The rock, and even in Exodus 33, he says, my angel will go before you. It's capital. Anytime that says that, see, Jesus was not created. He just didn't appear in the manger. He was always. In fact, all things were created by him, for him, and through him. He was always pre-existence, eternal. That's why it says from eternity to eternity, all past, all future. In the Old Testament, he was the angel of the Lord. He wrestled with Jacob. He walked in the fire. So Jesus was always with you, even when you didn't see it. But when you recognize Jesus, I'm not standing on my good works. I'm not standing on my years of being a Christian. I'm not standing on my mom or my past. I'm not standing on the prayers of the saints. I'm standing on the rock. And the rock, when God passes by, he already has the place. He already had the cleft of the rock. He already knows right where you should be, right where you should say, who you should marry. Some of you are going to stand on an altar one day with somebody because he put you there. And when I walk by, I'm going to put you in the cleft of the rock. He didn't say, Moses, you need to go there. See, when you're standing on Jesus, God will move you wherever you need to be. If you're standing on Jesus, he'll put you right where you need to be. If we're standing on Jesus, the revival will happen just like he said. I will put you in the cleft of the rock, but stand by me on the rock. Moses, you got to stand by me, not in church, not in a denomination, not on your history, not on your past. You got to stand on the rock, Jesus. That rock doesn't sink. It doesn't crack. It doesn't bend. When you stand on Jesus, the Father will put you where you need to be. Amen. It's his goodness. It's not even our faithfulness. The only reason you have a desire to prayer is because he placed it in you. The only reason you love him is because he placed it in you. The only reason you said yes is he called you. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all come to him. That is salvation. He wasn't like, oh, I don't want to save him, but if you believe me, I'll save you. Same thing with the promises. Remember we said we're going to talk about salvation? Same thing with the promises. We get saved, and we say, God is willing to save us. God is willing to save us. But then when we get saved, he goes, I don't want to give you the promises. That doesn't make any sense. He has all the promises, all the purpose, all the destiny, and it's his goodness wants to give it to you. And because of his goodness, he knows what to say no to. He knows when to give it to you. He knows what to give it to you, because we don't know. It's like a five-year-old asking for a gun. God's not good. He didn't give me what I wanted. You couldn't handle it. It wasn't for that season, and it may not even be for your life. But because he's good, can you trust him with the timing? Can you trust him with the purpose? And the truth of the matter is, you can put all your weight on the rock, Jesus, by me. He didn't say, Moses, stand over there. He said, stand by me. Before the blood of Jesus, he said, stand by me. It's his goodness that Moses didn't die. See, Moses, if you see my face, you're going to die. So I'm going to show you my goodness that'll protect you in the rock in my hand. And then I'll let you see some of my glory. But see, now with Jesus, we can go and see the Father face to face. And when we see him face to face, we see Jesus. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Because they always wanted to see the more. When Jesus, show us more. Show us more. Show us one more sign. One more of this. And then, okay, one more. Okay, one more. I'll believe one more. God, do that one thing in my life, and I'll just believe that you're good. Do one more thing, God. One more thing. We still do it today. One more. All those miracles, all those signs, leprosies, limbs, death. Show us one more. God, I know you've been good to me, but just do one more thing so I really know you're good. God, you brought me here healthy. You pulled me out of that bar. But just, God, do one more thing to show me you're good, because I really don't believe you're good. And, you know, God hears the accusations from people around the world. Think about all the people, not just your life, all the people that ever lived that have accused God, that blamed him for abortion and babies and fires and all these things, and yet he didn't change his nature and his character. It did not change who he is. His anger didn't pour out against him. Many times he didn't even try to defend himself. He just showed his goodness. Even you could go to tribes that don't even have the Bible. They can see that nature's something beyond us. Even they don't know how to make something. But here in America, we think, oh, evolution. We think this. We think that. We think this God. We think this God. Friend, it's your goodness that you're even sitting here today. It's his goodness. Amen. So I don't know where you're. I don't know what you're facing. It's not going to be long today. I don't know what you're facing, what you're going through, or what you're believing for, but if you're standing next to him, and you're standing on the rock, and you're standing on his goodness, guess what? He's already put in you everything. He's already given you the measure of faith to believe it. He's already put in you the faith to believe him for the promises of God. To each one, he's given the measure of faith. He didn't put Jim's faith in me and my faith in Jim. No, the promises that he has for Jim, he's already given his faith, his goodness. And he's not like, well, if you jump high enough, I can give it. I guess we got to give it to him. Here they are. There's somebody believing for salvation in China. I guess we got to save him. Is that his heart? No, he's not willing that any should perish. His eyes go to and fro, just hearing all 24 hours a day. He doesn't sleep. His ears are always open. Who wants to receive my son? Who wants to receive my son? Always, always listening. Doesn't matter if it's a 6-year-old girl in China or an 80-year-old man in Nepal. As soon as they receive Christ, boom, he's there. And as soon as you believe him and stand on the rock and are next to him, his goodness can flow in a bigger way. Amen? So let's be aware of his goodness, not just his glory. Let's just be aware. Everybody just close your eyes for a second.